from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former all-pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
Welcome back. 106.7 Team 980 DOC Heavy Metal Chris on a beautiful Sunday, and just teasing you for this all-star matchup. And if you like power, we got a power pitcher and a power hitter, and they could meet in the first inning of play. And that's kind of cool. Really is. And it's also about seeing C.J. Abrams in the game and being recognized. And where we are. And I never thought, this is probably the most intense that I've been over Summer League, because I really believe that we're in a movement in terms of the Wizards. And, hey, we got the second pick, obviously. But just watching all of our prospects and players, because now I bought into their vision. I don't like the 3-year, 4-year deal being bantered around, but I'm not paying attention to that. I'm letting my eyeballs tell me what I see. And I see interesting. I just see promise. I can kind of understand what they're looking at in the midst of watching how these players are morphing into just a whole different, it's a different dimension of basketball player. You know, when Denny came up in Abbeville, and they had to make the move, and he really improved and all that, but he don't look like, it's a different look. It's a different look. And I've got my eyes on this thing going, even just 2 or 3 years ago, and I go, what is bringing this about? Well, the Europeans, these kids are playing against grown men at 16, 17, 18 years old. So at what point are we going to start evaluating systems? Our AAU deal, our Dapper Dandies and all the stuff we've been doing, and it could be awesome. All I'm just saying is that looking at these past several drafts, something's going on. And I know G, who's still, well, he might be up by now, but he's saying it's in the water. Well, what is going on overseas? What do you call that? That would be very interesting. I think we had lost Charles 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Heavy Metal is back from covering. I mean, he's a dude, he does a lot of heavy lifting. Heavy Metal should be heavy lifting. Charles out in Hyattville, I hope you didn't wreck. You know, when people drop, you know, it's a possibility anything could happen. That's why I always go, I hope you're okay. Sometimes they know our clock so well, they know we're going to break. But because a lot of our people call us remotely while they're on the beltway, you never know. I always want to make sure they're okay. Because O'Charlie out in Hinesville, he's a good people.
Well, luckily, so most cars got the hands-free now, you know, so hands-free phones.
Yeah. And it has really improved because back in the day, you know, you could tell, you could hear it, and it didn't sound great. Not for what we're doing. It wasn't the best, was not the best audio. I'm being scum.
Oh, yeah.
And it's like, we don't police owners. We don't have a standard. I mean, it's not like it's just the NBA. It's every league. And these people have a reputation. The thing that gets me is that, wait a minute, you knew this. This wasn't a secret. Well, he didn't hide it.
That was kind of the interesting thing about it, too. I mean, Lawrence Fishburne was playing Doc Rivers, the other Doc.
Yeah.
And he, he didn't make Doc Rivers look real great in that. He kind of made it, you know, the players were like, you know, we could have made a big statement here, and Doc kind of talked us out of it, and we could have made this more than about our owner, but about all of the owners. And instead, you know, just kind of, they threw this one guy, you know, off the bus and kind of said, oh, all right, we're good now, right? And it kind of went away. And you could tell, like, at the end, some of the players, at least the way they're portrayed, actual conversations.
I mean, Doc, all of them, you think he was tough. How about as Coach Thompson affectionately referred to him as the rabbit? It was emasculating.
I know.
I mean, that had to be...
That scene where they, like, fired him or whatever, laid him off, demoted him, whatever they want to call that, man, was that was a great scene in that show.
It was.
I didn't know anything about that aspect. You know, I'd heard the tape when it came out and some of that stuff. I didn't know all those behind-the-scenes things, of course, you know.
They were so irrelevant. And the league, you got to look at... Well, I have to look at the NBA. They allowed that to happen. I never can get off that. This wasn't a covert action. They knew what was going on, and they allowed it to happen. The NFL, same way. They know what's going on. They allow it to happen. And then they play dumb in the middle of it. And, you know, and we as a public, we're just as guilty because we don't ever stop. Our fandom, we don't ever stop watching. We don't ever stop doing anything because it's our fix. So who is held responsible? Who is supposed to police it? It's still a right and wrong deal. I don't know if we can ever figure that out all the way, but think about it. When did you ever hear anything good about the Clippers?
Yeah, I mean, they're kind of one of the historically terrible franchises.
And then, you know, Ballmer comes in with all this cash. The one thing that I will say,
and the way they portrayed Ballmer in that show was pretty hilarious, too.
Yeah, but the one thing I will say that it's probably good that can you buy victory? I don't think you can.
Not in a league with salary cap.
Well, in any sport, no matter how much money, even the rich. Look at the Mets.
Yeah, true. They threw so much money at pitching last year. And yeah.
It has to be developed. It's got to be slow walked. And it doesn't matter if you got all the... The thing that I really enjoy about it is that you got to win... It's 53 strong, not just who your quarterback is or your star back or your star this, star that. It's going to be the last guy on the roster. The guy that's going to, you know, block that kick or get that key block on a return. The unsung hero in football, the personal protector. Ask Brian Mitchell. Ask Mike Nelms. who they hug the tightest after some of their biggest runs. Some guy got that block the center of their wedge. And you couldn't, you could have a $100,000 gift prize. Can you tell me who was the personal protector in the wedge for Brian Mitchell? Who did it the most often? Who was the guy that was there with the most frequent flyer? I could put $1 million up for that. I guarantee even the most diehard member of the Burgundy and Gold wouldn't get it.
I wouldn't know off the top of my head. Heck no.
No, it's not. No, it's not wrong that you don't know. All I'm telling you is that's the beauty about team sport and winning. You can't, you know, it's like the guy in the military. What's got to be the unsung hero award in military? The person loading ammunition on one of them artillery gunners. The people, when you watch those old movies, you know how hot it had to be for the guys that are loading that ammunition on them artillery missile things they were shooting? Not the guy that gets the thrill of sitting back there firing it. I'm talking about the people loading it. Unsung heroes, man. You know, devil dog. And a lot of people don't care about it. But again, you only care about it if you get an immediate reward from it. You saw the guy catch it, or you got a point, or you won it. Well, that's fine. Yeah, yeah. But I'm just saying, different ways of going at that. Good morning, JYD. Welcome to Overtime.
Hey, Doc, welcome to the Junkyard Dog interview.
I feel you. I've been hearing a lot about you. Your name's been bantered around a lot.
It's I might be more famous than Banana Ball.
Well, I don't know about that. I don't know if you could sell out Nat's Park. Yeah.
But look here. Yeah, it's going to be a good all-star game. Yes, it's going to be schemes against the guy from the Yankees or whatever. Yeah. But
Judge.
It's always, as I was told when I was growing up, good pitching always stops good hitting.
Well, that's why we'll be watching.
Now, because baseball, I always liked baseball. I used to love all the greats, Dick Allen when he played for the Phillies, and of course Mays and Aaron and Koufax and Drysdale and all them and whatever Bob Gibson and all that was my national pastime, Willie Stargell and all them or whatever. But it's that question that you asked about what sport would be the toughest being a general manager in?
Yep.
I would have to say it's baseball, because most of these people that you draft. You know, most of them start at single A, then double A, and then triple A or whatever. But it's a tough sport to finagle in or whatever. In fact, just yesterday the Nationals traded away Harvey, the relief pitcher, to the Kansas City Royals.
Yeah.
They did. So the exchange for younger of older players has already began, but it's a tough sport as a general manager to deal in. And if you can win one championship in any sport, but if you can win a World Series in baseball, that's saying something.
Appreciate that, and well said, JYD. It's intricate in every sport. I mean, think about it. Can the guy hit from both sides? I mean, it's the switch hitter's value. Can he play all fields? Is he just a right fielder? I mean, It's so intricate. And then on the puck, you know, same way. I mean, just, that's the beauty of this. I'm going with baseball. I think it's the most difficult. And I agree with you on that. We're going to take a break. Appreciate you being a part of this. 1-800-636-1067. Heavy metal. Christopher is the baritone voice you will hear. Please be gentle. We'll be back.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey.
I was going through the canine roll call. Sports Grumpy, who was at the Bananas game last night, he must have rented a couple of supermodels to sit with. I don't know. It's no way in you know what that he was able to attract that kind of talent to be with him. But let me know the agency you use, man. Good talent. It is David Morris. Appreciate you. Attention to detail. DK, as always, burning calories. Our people, we're up and at them. And Bonesy, reporting for duty.
Hey, good morning, Doc. Shout out to my man, Heavy Metal. Shout out to all the canines out there. Mm-hmm. Shout out to my nephew, G, from the shop. Hopefully he awoke.
No, he ain't up yet. But it's been a rough weekend for G, man. But
yeah,
I got maybe some of the travel ball. I don't know what you know what I think has happened? The summer league.
Yeah.
Because he got to check all that out. And I think it's just, and he's getting a little older now. G's no longer spring chicken.
Yeah, you got that right. But check it out, Doc. I just wanted to chime in on when you were talking about, you know, the players, you know, that was on the special team blocking for Mike Nams and B-Mitch, right? Uh-huh. And there's one guy that I remember so vividly was making them blocks on all them special team plays was Rusty Tillman. Rusty Tillman and Lorenzo Alexander, man. Those guys, you know, providing them blocks for them guys to get through, man.
Rusty Tillman, back in the Over the Hill, no question. Rusty Tillman was a lunatic. And, you mentioned 2 all-stars on team. Lorenzo Zoe, man, he was all pro on team. Mm-hmm. He was just, very few have been like him, but we had a lot of guys.
Otis Wansley was one of them.
Most.
Yeah, Otis Wansley was one of them.
Otis Wansley, to me, is a Hall of Fame special teams guy.
Yeah,
that
sir.
Good.
Most definitely.
And this should be.
Yeah.
And the fact that, and it's one of my goals, is to make sure that he's recognized. Not have Otis Wansley. Efforts recognized is our fault.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't realize, man, how dynamic this brother was. Just pull out the tape, man. Look at 70 Chip. Look at the Super Bowl. Riggins' big run. Look who's at the point of attack.
Uh-huh.
O.T. Bill. Otis Wansley. He was a pit bull. You know, but it'll happen. All these things will come about as long as we keep putting pressure on it and don't let people, not this group, But the last group that was in there was negligence. It's just laziness and negligence of people not caring enough about the past because they had nothing to do with it.
Right.
But exactly. We have to, as long as we got eyeballs on it, it's to not be silent about it. There's right. No way you can let that go. Like you mentioned Rusty Tillman, man. Like Pete Wysocki in this town,
Pete
man.
Wysocki,
Pete, we had some murderers row, man. Teamers that were unbelievable. Dallas Hickman. Legendary
Dallas Hickman,
dudes, man. Absolute killers on teams. And the only reason it won't be mentioned is if we stop talking about it.
There you go.
Because nobody else is going to bring it up. So if we stop, then that legacy dies. We'll never stop talking about it while I have a hot microphone. That will never happen. Appreciate the phone call.
Thank
we
you,
have
God.
To take it. We can't count on other people. They done showed me now. They're not going to do it. Not going to get it done. Quentin Lowry, you out there listening, brother. Love you. You were an absolute canine. Vicious. And that's how winning comes in. A lot of people, other than the wide receiver or the running back or the quarterback. 53 strong, man. It's everybody in order to get it done. They may not get fantasy points or be on all your little other things that occupy your minds because you got HD. But I'm just telling you what's real. Whether you like it or not, you got to deal with it. We'll be back after this. I can't wait for Coach Sheehan to get back in town. I can't wait to hear what the Olympics, I think he was over in Europe, to be able to get a firsthand account of it. There could be a few twists in the games, Metal, and I heard you've been doing some investigative journalism.
Why don't you something share? Like that.
Okay. Well, don't hog your talent.
Well, I'm always excited about the Olympics every time they come around. I, you know, a lot of those sports are sports you don't really watch unless the Olympics is on, you know? Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I always find fascinating are the sports that they're adding and the ones that they're removing each time the Olympics come around. So there were three big ones that they're keeping from Tokyo. They were just added in the last Summer Olympics. Which is surfing, skateboarding, and sport climbing. Those are all going to be returning in Paris. But they're removing baseball and softball this time around, which were in Tokyo as well. So I found that kind of interesting. Now, they say that baseball and softball is going to be back in the next Olympics, which is in Los Angeles in 2028. But for this year, we are not going to be seeing any baseball or softball, which is a bummer.
Any reason why?
I think it probably just has to do with baseball season being in the summer. That's my guess. So in the Tokyo Olympics, they did not allow the MLB pros to play because the MLB season was still going on. But the pros in Japan, they paused the Japanese league is called. They paused that for the Olympics so their players could play in it.
Okay.
Now, we've seen the NHL do that for hockey players before, too. Like when the Winter Olympics comes around, they let, you know, Ovechkin go plays for Russia and, you know, all the guys go play in their countries. But, you know, I guess MLB didn't want to do that or something. I don't know. That would be my guess. So,
well, I didn't know that.
They also dropped karate, which was added.
What did they add?
They've added, hold on a second here. I gotta reach over to flip my screen over. But they added a few things. Let's see.
I didn't mean to catch you off guard, but.
No, it's all right. I have, like, so many tabs up and stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, which ones did they add? I'm like, duh. The one that I thought was cool, though, I don't know if you watched any of the skateboarding in 2024. Did you see any of that?
Now, I do love, I mean, you know, growing up in Cali, until a rock got under my skateboard.
Oh, flag football is one.
If you
flag football is one they're doing this year.
Yeah, there's a horrible collision when your skull hits concrete. And I had to pass on it from that point, but skateboard, yeah, that would be interesting.
The skateboard, okay, so So I watched some of the women's skateboarding last time around, and I'm not some huge, I don't follow the X Games really and whatever, but like, I remember like the winners were these like 13-year-old girls and stuff, like these really tiny little girls were just up there flinging themselves around on these skateboards. Just, that was pretty awesome.
What was it? Yeah, see, I don't recall. What is the area in which they performed and what did it look like? It was like a
they had a couple different events. So they had one that's kind of like a skate park event where they could just kind of go around and do certain stunts, and that kind of reminded me of some of the figure skating where they're like, they have certain ones they have to do. They're like, you have to do like a certain move, you know, and you have to do this certain move, pike, and like whatever. Yeah, and then they could add their own stuff in there too, but like there are certain ones like you had to like check certain boxes. And then they also had like the half pipe one, which is kind of like the snowboarding half pipe. Except the snowboarding one, you're like going down the side of a mountain. This is more just, you know, you're going back and forth or whatever. But I always liked the half pipe as a kid because I always thought it was so amazing watching these guys do like, you know, these triple flips and handstands and stuff like that.
Yeah, all of that is way beyond me. I just don't. I admire their skill. They're fearless to go through it. I still say the Winter Games provide the most dangerous venues.
Yeah, I like the Winter Games. There's just not as many of them is one of the things. I kind of love the Summer Olympics because, like, no matter what time it is you just turn it on and there's, like, something going on. You know, you're like, oh, these guys are competing for this or that. Or, you know, it could be track and field. It could be swimming. But then there's so many other things. Oh, maybe they're playing table tennis or maybe they're playing badminton or who knows, you know. But this
year
also,
the discipline that it takes to be that patient, because really, you know, you're competing probably at a high level every 2 years. It's not like it's not a true 4 year wait, because there's really a 2 year, but it's the
significance 4 years on the, that. What do you mean it's only 2 years? I don't get it.
Well, there's always something big, and not an Olympic, but the qualify, there's something to keep you jacked
up. I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
You're competing for. But one injury, I just admire, we've had a good amount of athletes get in their 30s, still chasing, and they get it done. The patience, that's the point to me that I just go, wow. That is a really a hell of a sacrifice, and you have to be you're strong. You're mentally a gorilla to be able to endure that. The flag football deal, I'm intrigued by.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious the thing that I'm interested in about that is how the rest of the world kind of takes that. You know, Americans, we love our football. But I'm kind of curious how people around the world are going to take to seeing it, you know, in the Olympics.
Well, I hope it's almost like our soccer in the U.S., how we don't give up, we keep striving for it, that they'll get interested by it. And
well, the NFL's done a good job of putting games in other countries. They seem to all sell out whenever they go to, you know, Mexico City or London or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but because it's flag, our advantage on it is the interior, the size, the blocking, all that stuff. Take that out. You can look at any soccer match. You can watch it today and see they're athletic freaks. Now you got to get instead of kicking, it's catching, and then the arm to court. So it's going to be interesting. But I don't know, it can happen.
So are they allowed to wear like Velcro gloves or like pine tar on their hands? You know, get some real stick on there.
Well, I don't think anybody can do that. but again, I don't think anybody can. But I'm sure people will try. Do you have to do like baseball now? I still can't get over getting your hands checked after, and people still trying it.
Hey, man, like I said, I'm a George Brett fan, man. I remember the pine tar incident.
Yeah.
But another sport that they're adding this year is, and I didn't even know this was really a sport, but they're doing breakdancing, which they're just calling breaking. But they have a breakdancing, and apparently it is not just the first time breakdancing is in there, but it's the first time they've ever had a dance sport like this in the Summer Olympics.
What?
Yes, that's what they're calling it, a dance sport, as one word. Which I would have thought some things like maybe synchronized swimming or something would have counted as that, but I guess not. I don't know. I'm no expert on dance sports, clearly.
You're serious?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah, breakdancing is going to be in there. So I'm curious what they're going to do, because honestly, I haven't watched a lot of breakdancing since probably the 80s, you know, when they had that stuff on commercials a lot and stuff. And,
yeah,
you know, those guys spinning around on Coke commercials and stuff.
Oh, when it first came out, man, that was, yeah.
And, you know, I go to New York once in a while, and you'll see some guys on street corners doing some stuff, you know. But I'm kind of curious what Olympic-level breakdancing it looks like. Like, what are these guys doing that is just so much beyond, you know, the average?
Hey, man, I'm for anything that to see how it is viewed all over the world.
Sure.
And then what they take with it and what they go do with it.
Well, in Brazil, I know, they have that, like, there's, like, a fighting style that's based off of, like, breakdancing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no.
It's like they kind of mix it with, like, martial arts. It's like a breakdancing martial art, and I forget the name of it. It's probably something in Portuguese, but...
Well, what do you think they're thinking about our banana ball? Banana baseball.
You know, I wouldn't mind some kind of fun games like that in the Olympics, too, if they just had something silly. But you know the one that I always like that I think is just a ridiculous sport, and they do it every time. Whatever the longest swimming one is, the one that's like the equivalent of the marathon, but it's for swimming, and it's the one that takes like a couple hours to, like, you're just swimming. It's usually out in an open body of water, you know, like a river or a lake or something. Like, it's not in a swimming pool. And whatever that longest one is, I forget how many meters or whatever it is. I love the part where they
don't think they're not. Were they able to clean up? I mean, they were talking about going in the water. If you're an athlete and they still have a high level of feces, I don't care how mentally strong you are, you're going to have an issue.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, they had issues with that in Rio also, in Brazil, because they had a lot of pollution and stuff in the water down there, which I don't think it was necessarily human, you know, waste, but it was other, like, oil or something that had been dumped in the water. But regardless, wherever they're doing this thing, you know, in Paris, I love this sport because it's the one they eat. It's they swim and they eat. And they don't eat the whole time. But they always have these guys with, like, little poles, and they hang them out. So it's, you know, it's kind of like when they're doing the marathon. There's, like, someone runs up with, like, a cup of water, and they drink the water while they're running,
yeah,
and they keep going. But on this one, they have these little poles. They're almost like fishing poles. And they hand them, like, sandwiches and drinks while they're swimming. And I just absolutely love that part. I love watching these guys, like, try to swim as fast as they can while they're chowing down, like, a ham sandwich. It's so ridiculous. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, see, that I got to check that out. I don't have a lot of recall for that.
It's every Olympics, every Summer Olympics. It's whatever the longest one is, like the equivalent of, they don't call it a marathon because it's not like 26 miles, but it's usually like, I don't know, maybe it's like a mile of swimming or something, which is a really long time to be swimming, you know, but I just remember that. Like, that's the part I always like watching is when they come around. They always have like one area where like they're handing out the food, and every kind of time they come around, you know, they're handing out these, I mean, they look like really badly, poorly made, like 7-Eleven poorly made, you know, sandwiches. This is not, they're not getting fancy meals here, but it's just ridiculous, I think, because they're still competing. They're still in the act of swimming as fast as they can, but also they're eating. Just something about that just is hilarious to me.
No, that's a good one. I have seen it before, but I just haven't put it together, but I'm sure we'll have someone who's done it. I'm surprised that you know who hasn't already called in with it.
It looks like it's the 10 kilometer is what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't. But you got to be able to learn a little bit.
Got to be able it's to learn 6.21 miles. It's 6.21 miles, and it's in open water. So, like I said, it's going to be like in a river or something. So. I am excited for that.
Mend it. I will definitely I will definitely check it out, my brother. But it's a beautiful thing, man. The Olympics, it's there. And why don't we do that? Anybody that can add to what Heavy Metal just said, please, please join us. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back after this break. Here in the nation's capital, shout out to Alden Carpenter, birthday boy. And man. It's amazing. You see how you're growing when you saw kids as toddlers and now they're on the verge of being 30 years old, knocking on the door, which means, whether you like it or not, you're aging. Charlie, long time no hear. What up?
Everything's cool, Doc. I'm roasting in my car.
Why you roasting? Your AC out?
Yeah, man. I'm a poor man's son. I just want to get on the air. You talk about Olympic sports. Old school. It's just my opinion. They have what I call make sports now, in a lot of ways. Like, you know, in regular sports during the year.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I can't wait for Coach Sheehan to get back in town. I can't wait to hear what the Olympics, I think he was over in Europe, to be able to get a firsthand account of it. There could be a few twists in the games, Metal, and I heard you've been doing some investigative journalism. Why don't you
something
share?
Like that.
Okay. Well, don't hog your talent.
Well, I'm always excited about the Olympics every time they come around. A lot of those sports are sports you don't really watch unless the Olympics is on, you know? And one of the things that I always find fascinating are the sports that they're adding and the ones that they're removing each time the Olympics come around. So there were 3 big ones that they're keeping from Tokyo. They were just added in the last Summer Olympics, which is surfing, skateboarding, and sport climbing. Those are all going to be returning in Paris. But they're removing baseball and softball this time around, which were in Tokyo as well. So I found that kind of interesting. Now, they say that baseball and softball is going to be back in the next Olympics, which is in Los Angeles in 2028. But for this year, we are not going to be seeing any baseball or softball, which is a bummer.
Any reason why?
I think it probably just has to do with baseball season being in the summer. That's my guess. So in the Tokyo Olympics, they did not allow the MLB pros to play because the MLB season was still going on. But the pros in Japan, they paused the Japanese league is called. They paused that for the Olympics so their players could play in it.
Okay.
Now, we've seen the NHL do that for hockey players before, too. Like, when the Winter Olympics comes around, they let, you know, Ovechkin goes plays for Russia and, you know, all the guys go play in their countries. But, you know, I guess MLB didn't want to do that or something. I don't know. That would be my guess, so.
I didn't know that.
They also dropped karate, which was added.
What did they add?
They've added. Hold on a second here. I gotta reach over to flip my screen over. But they added a few things. Let's see.
I didn't mean to catch you off guard, but.
No, it's all right. I have like so many tabs up and stuff. I was like, oh, yeah, which ones did they add? I'm like, duh. The one that I thought was cool, though, I don't know if you watched any of the skateboarding in 2024. Did you see any of that?
Now, I do love, I mean, you know, growing up in Cali, until a rock got under my skateboard.
Oh, flag football is one. Flag football is one they're doing this year.
Yeah, there's a horrible collision when your skull hits concrete. And I had to pass on it from that point. But skateboard, yeah, that would be interesting.
The skateboard, okay, so I watched some of the women's skateboarding last time around, and I'm not some huge, I don't follow the X Games really and whatever, but like, I remember like the winners were these like 13-year-old girls and stuff, like these really tiny little girls were just up there flinging themselves around on these skateboards. Just, that was pretty awesome.
What was it? Yeah, see, I don't recall. What is the area in which they performed, and what did it look like? It was like a
They had a couple different events. So they had one that's kind of like a skate park event where they could just kind of go around and do certain stunts, and that kind of reminded me of some of the figure skating where they're like they have certain ones they have to do. They're like you have to do like a certain move, you know, and you have to do this certain move, pike, and like whatever. Okay. Yeah, and then they could add their own stuff in there too, but like there are certain ones like you had to like check certain boxes. And then they also had like the half pipe one, which is kind of like the snowboarding half pipe. Except the snowboarding one, you're like going down the side of a mountain. This is more just, you know, you're going back and forth or whatever. But I always liked the half pipe as a kid because I always thought it was so amazing watching these guys do like, you know, these triple flips and handstands and stuff like that.
Yeah, all of that is way beyond me. I just don't. I admire the skill. They're fearless to go through it. I still say the Winter Games provide the most dangerous venues.
Yeah, I like the Winter Games. There's just not as many of them is one of the things. I kind of love the Summer Olympics because, like, no matter what time it is or whatever, you just turn it on and there's, like, something going on. You know, you're like, oh, these guys are competing for this or that, or, you know, it could be track and field, it could be swimming, but then there's so many other things. Oh, maybe they're playing table tennis, or maybe they're playing badminton, or who knows, you know? But
I
this
just think
year
the
also,
discipline that it takes to be that patient, because really, you know, you're competing probably at a high level every 2 years. It's not like it's not a true 4 year wait. Because there's really a 2 year, but it's the
significance of that. No, it's 4 years on that. What do you mean it's only 2 years? I don't get it.
Well, there's always something big, and not like not an Olympic, but the qualifying. There's something to keep you jacked up.
I see what you're saying. Yeah, yeah.
You're competing for. But one injury, I just admired. We've had a good amount of athletes get in their 30s, still chasing. And they get it done. The patience, that's the point to me that I just go, wow. That is a really a hell of a sacrifice. And you have to be, you're strong. You're mentally a gorilla to be able to endure that. The flag football deal, I'm intrigued by.
Yeah, I'm kind of curious how the thing that I am interested in about that is how the rest of the world kind of takes that. You know, Americans, we love our football, but I'm kind of curious how people around the world are going to take to seeing it. You know, in the Olympics.
Well, I hope it's almost like our soccer in the U.S. How we don't give up, we keep striving for it. That they'll get interested by it. And
the NFL's done a good job of putting games in other countries. They seem to all sell out whenever they go to, you know, Mexico City or London or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but because it's flag, our advantage on it is the interior, the size, the blocking, all that stuff. Take that out. You can look at any soccer match. You can watch it today and see they're the athletics. They're athletic freaks. Now you got to get instead of kicking, it's catching. And then the arm, so it's going to be interesting. But I don't know, it can happen.
So are they allowed to wear like Velcro gloves or like pine tar on their hands, you know, get some real stick on there?
Well, I don't think anybody can do that. But again, I don't think anybody can, but I'm sure people will try. You have to do like baseball now. I still can't get over getting your hands checked after, and people still trying it.
Hey, man, like I said, I'm a George Brett fan, man. I remember the pine tar incident.
Yeah.
But another sport that they're adding this year is, and I didn't even know this was really a sport, but they're doing breakdancing, which they're just calling breaking. But they have a breakdancing, and apparently it is not just the first time breakdancing is in there, but it's the first time they've ever had a dance sport like this in the Summer Olympics.
What?
Yeah, so they're calling it a dance sport as one word. Which I would have thought some things like maybe synchronized swimming or something would have counted as that, but I guess not. I don't know. I'm no expert on dance sports, clearly.
You're serious?
Yeah. Breakdancing is going to be in there. So I'm curious what they're going to do, because honestly, I haven't watched a lot of breakdancing since probably the 80s. You know, when they had that stuff on commercials a lot and stuff. And,
yeah,
you know, those guys spinning around on Coke commercials and stuff.
Oh, when it first came out, man, that was, yeah.
And, you know, I go to New York once in a while and you'll see some guys on street corners doing some stuff, you know. But I'm kind of curious what Olympic level breakdancing it looks like. Like, what are these guys doing that is just so much beyond, you know, the average?
Hey, man, I'm for anything that, to see how it is viewed all over the world.
Sure.
And then what they take with it and what they go do with it.
Well, in Brazil, I know, they have that, like, there's like a fighting style that's based off of like breakdancing. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, no.
It's like they kind of mix it with like martial arts. It's like a breakdancing martial art. And I forget the name of it. It's probably something in Portuguese, but.
Well, what do you think they're thinking about our banana ball? Banana baseball.
You know, I wouldn't mind some kind of fun games like that in the Olympics too, if they just had something silly. But you know, the one that I always like, that I think is just a ridiculous sport, and they do it every time, whatever the longest swimming one is, the one that's like the equivalent of the marathon, but it's for swimming, and it's the one that takes like a couple hours to, like, you know, just swimming. It's usually out in an open body of water, you know, like a river or a lake or something. Like, it's not in a swimming pool. And whatever that longest one is, I forget how many meters or whatever it is. I love the part where they
don't think they're not. Were they able to clean up? I mean, they were talking about going in the water. If you're an athlete and they still have a high level of feces, I don't care how mentally strong you are, you're going to have an issue.
Yeah, I think so. But, you know, they had issues with that in Rio also, in Brazil, because they had a lot of pollution and stuff in the water down there, which I don't think it was necessarily human, you know, waste, but it was other, like, oil or something that had been dumped in the water. But regardless, wherever they're doing this thing, you know, in Paris, I love this sport because it's the one they eat. It's they swim and they eat. And they don't eat the whole time. But they always have these guys with, like, little poles, and they hang them out. It's you know, it's kind of like when they're doing the marathon. There's, like, someone who runs up with, like, a cup of water, and they drink the water while they're running, and they keep going. But on this one, they have these little poles. They're almost like fishing poles. And they hand them, like, sandwiches and drinks while they're swimming. And I just absolutely love that part. I love watching these guys, like, try to swim as fast as they can while they're chowing down, like, a ham sandwich. It's so ridiculous. I love it.
Yeah, see, that I got to check that out. I don't have a lot of recall for that.
It's every Olympics, every Summer Olympics. It's whatever the longest one is, like the equivalent of, they don't call it a marathon because it's not like 26 miles, but it's usually like, I don't know, maybe it's like a mile of swimming or something, which is a really long time to be swimming, you know, but I just remember that. Like, that's the part I always like watching is when they come around. They always have like one area where like they're handing out the food, and every kind of time they come around, you know, they're handing out these, I mean, they look like really badly, poorly made, like 7-Eleven poorly made, you know, sandwiches. This is not, they're not getting fancy meals here, but it's just ridiculous, I think, because they're still competing. They're still in the act of swimming as fast as they can, but also they're eating. Just something about that just is hilarious to me.
No, that's a good one. I have seen it before, but I just haven't put it together, but I'm sure we'll have someone who's done it. I'm surprised that you know who hasn't already called in with it.
It looks like it's the 10 kilometer is what it is.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't. But you got to be able to learn a little bit.
Got to be able it's to learn. 6.21 miles. It's 6.21 miles, and it's in open water. So, like I said, it's going to be like in a river or something. So, I am excited for that.
Mend it. I will definitely check it out, my brother. But it's a beautiful thing, man. The Olympics, it's there. And why don't we do that? Anybody that can add to what Heavy Metal just said, please, please join us. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. Back after this break. Here in the nation's capital, shout out to Alden Carpenter, birthday boy. And man. It's amazing. You see how you're growing when you saw kids as toddlers, and now they're on the verge of being 30 years old, knocking on the door, which means, whether you like it or not, you're aging. Charlie, long time no hear. What up?
Everything's cool, Doc. I'm roasting in my car.
Why you roasting? Your AC out?
Yeah, man. I'm a poor man's son. I just want to get on the air. You talk about Olympic sports. I'm old school. It's just my opinion. They have what they call, what I call make sports now, in a lot of ways. Like, you know, in regular sports during the year and also the Olympics. Breakdancing, they're great athletes. There's no doubt in my mind. In coordination, moves, reflexes, I admire them as athletes. That's not a sport. Come on, man. And as much as I love football, I cut my teeth on football, and I played flag football. I got hurt worse playing flag football than I ever did playing contact football. That's no lie, because I was stupid, and I hit guys just like I had equipment on. That was dumb. Not flag football in the Olympics. Not baseball. I'm sorry. I love it, too. I played baseball almost softball. I played fast-pitch softball long. I love the game. Not in the Olympics. My God, keep it to track and field, please, and the swimming sports and the winter sports. By the way, did you see the article on the sports page in the Post today about Bob Beamon, the long jumper that still holds the world record for the long jump?
No, I didn't.
Mexico, 1976, 29 feet.
No, I saw that. Yeah.
Well, one of the great lines in sports history, Igor Tanovyesin, the great Soviet long jumper, after that jump said, "The rest of us are children." Thought that was a great line.
That is good.
It's just me. I'm sorry. I just don't make up sports.
No. Look. Charlie, never apologize for being unique. Never.
Well,
appreciate the phone call.
You got it, man.
Yeah, thank you. No, man. We attract the unique. We're not looking for normal. I look for abnormal.
I should know baseball. He was mad about baseball. Baseball is not, and neither is softball, in the Olympics this year. They said it'll be back in L.A. in 2028, but not this year. It will not be in Paris.
Okay. Yeah. But no, that's the beauty of this. Where would we be without these formats? You don't have to agree. We're asking for your opinion. The key is just, you know, have a take. Is this sports grumpy? I don't believe this. For real?
For real.
Hey, man, what agency did you use to get those supermodels to sit next to you?
Well, Doc, I'm 60 years old, and the brunette is my wife, and the blonde is a dear friend. But we had a great time. But first, I have to thank you for your service to the Burgundy and Gold Nation. Being 60 years old, you know, you were – in my impressionable football playing years, you were a dog, so thank you for that. And while we're on the Burgundy and Gold subject, I've been wanting to talk to you about this. Last year when we had the old, you know, the during training camp when people were complaining about the hard practices, and Jack Del Rio threw he'd be under the bus. It reminded me when I was playing high school football, and we did the same thing during two-a-days and complained that our defensive coach was running us too hard in the Texas heat. And he said, okay, we'll take care of that in the afternoon session. And we got on a bus and went to the lake thinking we were going to have a day at the lake. And we got to run in the water in the knee-deep mud in the lake until we all threw up.
Now, that's an original thought. I have not heard that before.
That's how the coach handled that. And Jack,
What's his name? I got to know his name.
Coach Hall was his name.
Coach Hall.
Yeah, it was in North Texas.
An original one. I like that.
And yeah, so we complained, and we thought we were getting a day at the lake, and we got one. But it wasn't what we wanted. But Rivera, unfortunately, I knew when that happened, the season was over. I knew it, that the second that he sided with a couple complainers, I knew the locker room was shot.
Yep.
But Banana Ball, that's the best time I've ever had at Nats Park.
Wow.
It was 3 hours of nonstop entertainment. It was kids from, you know, toddlers. They were to, you know, people older than me. It was absolutely packed. Nonstop action, you know, there are rules like, you know, if a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out. Get this, any time on a pass ball, the batter can go ahead and steal first base. Doesn't matter what the count is. If you walk as a player, you can get as far as you can around the bases because everybody on the opposite team has to touch the ball before you stop running. All the guys have to run
on a walk.
The infield on a walk, and you can run as far as you can before the ninth guy touches the ball.
Yeah, you've piqued my interest.
It's the wildest thing ever.
Yeah, a sold out crowd at Nats Park, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I am saying, you got to be kidding me. What?
The last time I seen people sitting in 404, which is where I was the World Series. Last time I've seen it.
Well, that's a good man. We appreciate you giving us that play-by-play description. And you can just text me that agency you used afterwards. And I promise I won't tell.
I'll do it.
All right. Appreciate you, Grump.
Thanks,
Doc. Man, that's good. Metal, what you think, man?
Man, I'm a little mad I missed it now. You know, now, when are they coming back? I got to find when they come back.
Yeah, I mean, it is now, you talking about selling something, and I got another photo, which I'll send to you, a big Tony, with another. So you got like a stuffed deer. Don't even look, it's not real. They make it appear that he's, you know, they've had another successful kill and it's fake. But I'll let you be the judge of it. Dude wants to be known as such a man killer out in the forest. And you tell me if that is real, and I will apologize if I'm wrong. But I'll let you be the judge. There's no way that that's real.
All right. I'll check.
All right. And you tell me, and then we'll check that out on the other side. Here on Overtime. Stay with us. Here in the nation's capital, shout out to Alden Carpenter, birthday boy. And man. It's amazing. You see how you're growing when you saw kids as toddlers, and now they're on the verge of being 30 years old, knocking on the door, which means, whether you like it or not, you're aging. Charlie, long time no hear. What up?
Everything's cool, Doc. I'm roasting in my car.
Why you roasting? Your AC out?
Yeah, man. I'm a poor man's son. I just want to get on the air. You talk about Olympic sports. I'm old school. It's just my opinion. they have what they call, what I call make sports now, in a lot of ways, like, you know, in regular sports during the year and also the Olympics. Breakdancing, they're great athletes. There's no doubt in my mind. In coordination, moves, reflexes, I admire them as athletes. That's not a sport. Come on, man. And as much as I love football, I cut my teeth on football, and I played flag football. I got hurt worse playing flag football than I ever did playing contact football. That's no lie. Because I was stupid, and I hit guys just like I had equipment on. That was dumb. Not flag football in the Olympics. Not baseball. I'm sorry. I love it, too. I played baseball and softball. I played fast-pitch softball a lot. I love the game. Not in the Olympics. My God, keep it to track and field, please, and the swimming sports and the winter sports. By the way, did you see the article on the sports page in the Post today about Bob Beamon, the long jumper that still holds the world record for the long jump?
No, I didn't.
Mexico, 1976, 29 feet.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah.
Well, one of the great lines in sports history, Igor Tanovyesin, the great Soviet long jumper, after that jump said, "The rest of us are children." Thought that was a great line.
That is good.
It's just me. I'm sorry. I just don't make up sports.
No. Look. Charlie, never apologize for being unique. Never.
Well,
appreciate the phone call.
You got it, man.
Yeah, thank you. No, man. We attract the unique. We're not looking for normal. I look for abnormal.
I should know baseball. He was mad about baseball. Baseball is not, and neither is softball, in the Olympics this year. They said it'll be back in L.A. in 2028, but not this year. It will not be in Paris.
Okay. Yeah. But no, that's the beauty of this. Where would we be without these formats? You don't have to agree. We're asking for your opinion. The key is just, you know, have a take. Is this sports grumpy? I don't believe this. For real?
For real.
Hey, man, what agency did you use to get those supermodels to sit next to you?
Well, Doc, I'm 60 years old, and the brunette is my wife, and the blonde is a dear friend. But we had a great time. But first, I have to thank you for your service to the Burgundy and Gold Nation. Being 60 years old, you know, you were, in my impressionable football playing years, you were a dog, so thank you for that. And while we're on the Burgundy and Gold subject, I've been wanting to talk to you about this. Last year when we had the old, you know, the during training camp when people were complaining about the hard practices, and Jack Del Rio threw EB under the bus, it reminded me when I was playing high school football, and we did the same thing during two-a-days and complained that our defensive coach was running us too hard in the Texas heat. And he said, okay, we'll take care of that in the afternoon session. And we got on a bus and went to the lake thinking we were going to have a day at the lake. And we got to run in the water in the knee-deep mud in the lake until we all threw up.
Now, that's an original thought. I have not heard that before.
That's how the coach handled that. And Jack,
what's his name? I got to know his name.
Coach Hall was his name.
Coach Hall.
Yeah. Well, it was in North Texas.
That's an original one. I like that.
And yeah, so we complained and we thought we were getting a day at the lake, and we got one, but it wasn't what we wanted. But Rivera, unfortunately, I knew when that happened, the season was over. I knew it. That the second that he sided with a couple complainers, I knew the locker room was shot.
Yep.
But banana ball, that's the best time I've ever had at Nats Park.
Wow.
It was 3 hours of nonstop entertainment. It was kids from, you know, toddlers. They were to, you know, people older than me. It was absolutely packed. Non-stop action, you know, there are rules like, you know, if a fan catches a foul ball, it's an out. Get this, any time on a pass ball, the batter can go ahead and steal first base. Doesn't matter what the count is. If you walk as a player, you can get as far as you can around the bases because everybody on the opposite team has to touch the ball. before you stop running?
All nine, all guys?
All the guys have to run
on a walk.
The infield on a walk, and as you can run as far as you can before the ninth guy touches the ball.
Yeah, you piqued my interest.
It's the wildest thing ever.
Yeah, you a sold out crowd at Nats Park, and I'm not trying to be a jerk, but I am saying you got to be kidding me. What?
The last time I seen people sitting in 404, which is where I was the World Series. Last time I've seen it.
Well, that's a good man. We appreciate you giving us that play-by-play description. And you can just text me that agency you used afterwards. And I promise I won't tell.
I'll do it.
All right. Appreciate you, Grump.
Thanks,
Doc. Man, that's good. Metal, what you think, man?
Man, I'm a little mad I missed it now. You know, now, when are they coming back? I got to find when they come back.
Yeah, I mean, it is now. You talking about selling something, and I got another photo, which I'll send to you, a big Tony, with another. So you got like a stuffed deer. Don't even look. It's not real. To make it appear that he's, you know, they've had another successful kill, and it's fake. But I'll let you be the judge of it. Dude wants to be known as such a man killer out in the forest. And you tell me if that is real, and I will apologize if I'm wrong. But I'll let you be the judge. There's no way that that's real.
All right. I'll check.
All right. And you tell me, and then we'll check that out on the other side here on Overtime. Stay with us.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.